The Book of Numbers, Chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land of your habitations, which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering or a sacrifice to accomplish a vow, or as a freewill offering or in your set feasts, to make a sweet savor to Yahweh, of the herd or of the flock. Then he who offers his oblation will offer to Yahweh a meal offering of a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil. And wine for the drink offering, the fourth part of a hin, you will prepare with the burnt offering or for the sacrifice for each lamb. Or for a ram, you will prepare for a meal offering 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour mingled with the third part of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering you will offer the third part of a hin of wine, of a sweet savor to Yahweh. And when you prepare a bull for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice, to accomplish a vow, or for peace offerings to Yahweh, then it will be offered with the bull a meal offering of 3/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour mingled with half a hin of oil. And you will offer for the drink offering half a hin of wine, for an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh. Thus it will be done for each bull, or for each ram, or for each of the he lambs, or of the young goats, according to the number that you will prepare, so you will do to everyone according to their number. All who are home-born will do these things after this manner, in offering an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh. And if a stranger sojourns with you, or whoever may be among you throughout your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh, as you do, so he will do. For the assembly, there will be one statute for you, and for the stranger who sojourns with you, a statute forever throughout your generations. As you are, so will the sojourner be before Yahweh. One law and one ordinance will be for you, and for the stranger who sojourns with you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land where I bring you, then it will be that, when you eat of the bread of the land, you will offer up a heave offering to Yahweh. Of the first of your dough you will offer up a cake for a heave offering, as the heave offering of the threshing floor, so you will heave it. Of the first of your dough you will give to Yahweh a heave offering throughout your generations. And when you will err and not observe all these commandments, which Yahweh has spoken to Moses, even all that Yahweh has commanded you by Moses, from the day that Yahweh gave commandment and onward throughout your generations, then it will be, if it is done unintentionally, unknowingly of the congregation, that all the congregation will offer one young bull for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor to Yahweh, with the meal offering of it, and the drink offering of it, according to the ordinance, and one he-goat for a sin offering. And the priest will make atonement for all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and they will be forgiven, for it was unintentional and they have brought their oblation, an offering made by fire to Yahweh, and their sin offering before Yahweh, for their unintentional error. And all the congregation of the sons of Israel will be forgiven, and the stranger who sojourns among them. For in respect of all the people it was done unintentionally. And if one soul sins unintentionally, then he will offer a she-goat a year old for a sin offering. And the priest will make atonement for the soul who errs, when he sins unintentionally, before Yahweh to make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. You will have one law for him who does anything unintentionally, for him who is home-born among the sons of Israel, and for the stranger who sojourns among them. But the soul who does anything with a high hand, whether he is home-born or a sojourner, the same blasphemes Yahweh, and that soul will be cut off from among his people. Because he has despised the word of Yahweh and has broken his commandment, that soul will completely be cut off, his iniquity will be on him. And while the sons of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation. And they put him in ward, because it had not been declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said to Moses, The man will surely be put to death. All the congregation will stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp, and stoned him to death with stones, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and bid them that they make themselves fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the fringe of each border a cord of blue. And it will be to you for a fringe, that you may look at it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them, and that you don't follow after your own heart and your own eyes, which you prostitute after, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am Yahweh your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Yahweh your God.